Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
What is up? I am Big Daddy, and this is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, and I am co-hosted with my two lovely ladies, Felicia Brown. Say what's up.
Hey, everyone.
And Faye Jackson. Say what's up.
What's up, my beautiful people?
They showed the beauty, a beautiful thing that happened today. I'm going to tell you a beautiful thing that happened today. Sylvania, all the little badass kids had to go back to school today. And I think that is such a beautiful thing. Since y'all got old badasses back to school now, nay that. Go ahead with your badasses. Out here yelling and screaming, they had a good old time all summer long. It was so quiet, peaceful day. I just sat by the window and looked out, and I didn't see that damn bad little rugrat running around, throwing stuff up down the street, going back to school. All right,
wow. This from a man that has no kids that are of child age anymore.
That's right. That's right. And that's the other beautiful part. I don't have to do school shopping, you know, school shopping clothes and books and stuff like that. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm done. I think that up to you too.
What?
You heard what I said.
No, mess. Sir.
Mess.
See, that up to you too. Y'all with the kids. Right, we're going to have a really good show today. I'm going to get serious for a second, and I'm going to talk personally about me, and then we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick and the situation with him, and then we're going to talk about the VMAs yesterday, talk a little bit of wrestling news, and there's some relationship stuff. Anybody that's listening, the numbers is 718-508-9883. If you want to call in advance with the relationship question. But basically, I'm going to keep it simple. But I just want to know, what do women expect out of men? And in the fellas, if you want to call in, what do men expect out of your women? Like, if you had to build the perfect mate, how would you build them? That's my question. I woke up this morning, and sometimes the first thing I do is thank God for allowing me to wake up another day and say a little prayer. And then the next thing I do, I'm guilty of it, is I grab my cell phone, and the first thing I do is go on Facebook. And I'm looking on Facebook, and I saw a video that I posted this time last year. And it was me in the hospital right after they told me that I needed heart surgery. And I'm looking at myself while I'm I'm talking as far as, you know, of what's going on with the surgery that's coming up and everything. and I'm listening to my voice, and I'm like, wow, I didn't realize how sick I was, because I'm listening to me, and I don't sound like me. And then I'm thinking about how far God brought me from that point, and I started crying. And that's something you don't hear me admit too much. I tease and I joke, and I see men crying on TV. I'll say bitch, and this, that, and the fourth. But I got teary. I cried because that was right after, maybe the hours after, three doctors stood in front of me and told me that my chances of living wasn't too good. And I stand before you 1 year later. God is good and worthy to be praised. I stand in front of you 1 year later.
What happened?